Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Getting Hot in the Kitchen. Your hosts, Dr. Dave and Venus Quintana, will entertain, inspire, and ignite your passion for food.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to Getting Hot in the Kitchen. I'm Venus Quintana.
And I am Dr. Dave.
Good evening, everyone. We have missed you, and I'm sure you have missed us. I feel like we've missed out on half the summer with our audience. We've been gone for about 3 weeks.
Yeah, we missed two shows. It's nice to be back on the air.
It is nice to be back on the air. Last week, actually, was July 4th. Correct.
Yeah,
so
right.
We didn't have a show last week. The week before, we were actually traveling through Texas.
Yeah, we're doing a road trip.
So we had a wonderful road trip. So our producer, Woody House,
mm-hmm.
and our green room, Dan, the juicing man, were covering for us, and they actually had a wonderful show. So thank you again to Woody and Dan for covering for us. And
Or covering up for us.
Covering up. Exactly.
That's what they usually do.
Absolutely, absolutely. So it's really just been a wonderful, wonderful couple of weeks. A lot of fun, a lot of travel. You know, now is the time of year to really start thinking, already be on vacation, right? Kids are off school.
Yeah.
People are planning trips. Maybe you're already on a road trip or you've taken a road trip. But we'd certainly love to hear from you, any fun experiences you've had. You can call in 323-642-1296.
Gotta love the road trips. Gotta love them, Venus.
Oh, yes, yes. I mean, you know, obviously there's a lot of trouble, you know, surrounding Texas, I mean, with the shootings
yeah,
and everything,
yeah, yeah.
you know, which is absolutely awful. It just seems that so many of these shootings are happening at such a, you know, small time frame. But regardless, you know, we're still going to talk about our experience in Texas, right?
We should, but you know, we
yeah.
did treat. We definitely cheated a little bit because we took a plane to Texas and then we had a road trip within
right,
Texas.
Of course.
So I kind of think that's
yeah.
a hybridized road trip, but it was a great road trip.
I mean, to drive from New York to Texas, how long would that take?
I don't know, but when I was a kid, my dad went down there for a work job. He was actually working on, what did he say, the lunar module or something like that, or some
oh,
crazy
yeah,
shit.
Oh, yeah, he was in Dallas. Oh, no, who's Houston.
Houston, I believe,
Houston,
yes. We have signal. So I do remember driving down there in a Chevy Impala. It seemed like a year and a day. You know, when you're a kid, it always seems so much longer than when you're an adult.
Really?
Everything. Bigger, it's longer,
yes,
the
definitely.
Trips, you get bored. Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? I mean, that always happens. That always happens. But we love our road trips, whether they're local or long distance. And I think we got to plan a few more for the summer, Venus.
I think so, too. I mean, a road trip doesn't have to be cross-country, even though cross-country is some of the most amazing road trips. You know, I did a road trip actually when I was much younger across Europe, which was absolutely
oh,
incredible.
That's amazing.
That's really incredible. I mean, other than backpacking or taking the train,
mm-hmm.
driving across Europe is absolutely incredible. In fact, when I was just, I think, 17, I actually flew to Italy, traveled around Italy, and then ended up driving back through Italy into Switzerland, France, and then back on the Channel Tunnel. I mean, we're talking a long time ago,
wow.
over 20 years. And back into the south of England and back to London. And that was absolutely incredible. And then also when I was, I think, about 16, me and my mom, we actually flew into Stuttgart.
Stuttgart.
Stuttgart, which is actually one of the biggest airports in the world.
I didn't know that. Wow.
One of the biggest, if not the biggest. We actually got lost in the airport.
I got lost at MacArthur Airport locally.
We ended up driving, actually, with some of my my family, my in-laws, my...
outlaws?
yes, we were outlaws. Bonnie and Clyde. actually, some of my aunties and cousins, and we actually drove from Stuttgart, actually, to Czech Republic.
Oh, wow.
Which was a very, very long ride, and it gets really hot out there. So But so I've taken a few really cool road trips in my life, but only really Europe.
Yeah.
I did drive from Florida to New York when I moved back to New York.
And that's a common one for people, but ouch, I would not do that.
Yeah.
You know the two number one road trip destinations? Disney, and see if you can guess the other one.
Yellowstone Park.
Oh, you're good. You're too good. Yes,
yeah.
You are right. You are
that,
right.
Or what's the...
like the Grand Canyon.
Yeah, Grand Canyon.
Yeah, all of these big Midwestern things, yeah?
Yeah, but Disney, what's
Disney.
Up with that?
Well, I mean,
Florida. Disney
yeah.
World, not Disneyland.
No, I think Disney World.
Disney World.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, it's not a bad trip. I drove, you could drive down in probably about less than a day, 24 hours. But
I'll meet you down there. I'll meet you down there. I'll fly.
But it's fun. It's like, why not, you know?
Yeah.
Why not?
We were talking when we were in Texas, going down these beautiful wide-open roads, and speed limit 85 at one point. Was that not right? Oh, 75. 75, 80, no, 85.
Mm-hmm.
And God knows I wanted to have my BMW down there.
Holy smokes!
The Prius that we rented. I had that baby up, pinned up around 100 miles an hour.
Hey,
the whole trip down.
Forget about it.
I mean, those wide-open roads, I wish we had those on Long Island. It was amazing.
It really is incredible. And, you know, it's just such a different terrain, you know, different environment. I mean, you're seeing things that you just don't see up here in New York. So that was really an incredible experience. But we did start off in Dallas.
Austin.
Austin. I have Dallas on my mind.
I got Dallas on my mind.
I was thinking about the show, Dallas, remember?
Yeah, yes, yes.
So we started off in Austin, which I was actually very excited about. You know, Austin is a very, very interesting place. Of course, they're world-renowned for their music, Austin City Limits, which is actually going to be starting in September. Known for their musicians, their rock bands, amazing restaurants. It's very unique.
Now, isn't their slogan "Keep Austin Weird" or something like that? Yeah, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
That's one of their slogans. I think that started with the independent kind of commerce, like the shopping districts, the independent, like business owners. And as you'll see, there are a lot of really unique things and stores down there, and I think that's really. They try to kind of bring that home, that this is what we're all about in Austin, and this is what kind of makes us different, you know? It's like, I like that. I really do like that.
I mean, food-wise, though, Venus, was it not exceptional? We hit some really wonderful places.
I have to tell you, I was blown away. I guess, you know, I hadn't done so much research into the food scene. I mean, I had heard about the food scene, that it was really incredible, but I never, it's like until you go somewhere and actually experience it for yourself, you never really understand what's outside of your own little bubble, right? I mean, New York, obviously one of the most amazing cities in the world for food and that kind of thing. But I tell you, Austin, I mean, they really knew how to do it, but in a kind of a different way.
Definitely gave New York and some of the other big city hubs a run for their money on food. I mean, I was so excited. I mean, we went down there for a Zymogen board meeting, which I'm on the board, and did some lecture for the conference there that was there for the board.
We stayed at the JW Marriott.
Beautiful, exquisite.
Stunning,
it was the second biggest one in the world.
Second biggest one, other than the one in Dubai, I think. Dubai, I mean
come on.
Hello,
right?
Everything's big in Dubai.
Correct. But then again, everything's bigger in Texas.
Cowboy hats and cowboy boots.
Giddy up.
But the JW Marriott was amazing. It was downtown, so it was kind of like city style, right? Unlike the JW Marriott that we stayed at in Orlando, which was more of a resort.
Right, that was a whole golf
So,
resort, yeah.
You know, that got a little bit of getting used to, especially for me who was, you know, looking forward to getting some sun.
In that little rinky-dinky rooftop pool.
Going up to the rooftop pool, I was a little disappointed, but you know what? It was all good. And, you know, in Austin in the middle of summer, you really can't stay outside for too long. I mean, the heat index is quite crippling. It's crippling.
No doubt.
And I found that out the hard way when I took my little road trip on my feet.
And I found you on the side of the road licking a cactus? Yeah, I found you.
Yeah, I wanted to test my limits, actually, that day. But we can certainly talk about that. So we did have a wonderful time staying at JW Marriott. One night, we decided to explore into the city and, went to a really nice restaurant. But before that, we were told of this absinthe bar.
Yes.
Absinthe, which, again, was a big thing around that, prohibition era, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where absinthe contained properties that were thought to have given, you have, like, hallucinogenic.
Yeah, I believe it was like
effects.
A woodworm or something that...
I mean, the bartender told us that it really was all made up in people's heads, but I don't think so.
Wasn't in the drink I had, and it was a very expensive drink, and I didn't hallucinate.
It was not expensive. What do you mean?
Wasn't that one?
No, remember?
You know what? Yes, that place wasn't that bad.
And
I think everybody else.
And I don't remember the name, but it was a really nice kind of almost Parisian style, old school, like back from the 1920s. All the bartenders were dressed in
with the vests and the ties,
the coiffed hair, and it was just really everyone was in that, how do you say?
State of mind?
Yeah, but it was just like walking into...
Like another era.
Into that era, exactly. And so they had this amazing menu of all different kinds of absinthe and martinis made with absinthe, martinis made without. And it's interesting because there were no prices on the menu. And that kind of gets me a little nervous.
Well, that's why I think I made that statement. I thought it was expensive. Because, when you typically
don't... And we were like,
oh my goodness,
it's going to be like $25 a martini, but whatever. We're in Texas. And we ended up... Did you have absinthe?
I had absinthe and a bourbon drink.
You had absinthe and a bourbon drink.
It was good.
And I ended up having... I can't remember the name of the drink, but it was made with this vodka.
Green chili vodka.
Was
now yes we we went out and bought a bottle.
It was infused, number one. It was actually infused with all different kinds of chilies, right?
Quite hot, but not too hot. It's kind of hard to explain.
So they made me a gimlet.
Yes.
I think it was a gimlet.
Yum.
But just so good, and they shook it up and they garnished it with a little slice of jalapeno, and it was just delectable. The right amount of spice. I mean, we were obsessed with this.
But now
vodka.
Here's the crime. So we take a road trip from Austin down to Corpus Christi, down to the Gulf Coast for Venus's birthday week to enjoy, and we bought a bottle in Austin, bring it down. We did not more than finish maybe, two drinks out of the bottle?
No!
We had to leave it behind because we couldn't fly with it, and we have to buy a new bottle now.
We were very upset. But, you can buy it really, online. I don't know. Can you buy it up here in New York?
You know, there's a lot of liquor store online vending.
Most likely.
Yeah, we'll find it. We're going to find it because I think that's going to be great in a nice Bloody Mary, a nice kick to that.
But it was an incredible bar. So we had, four drinks, I think, between the two of us, right? Maybe five or six. But... and we ended up getting the bill, and it was like $12 for a cocktail.
That wasn't bad.
Very, very excited about that. We learned a lot.
I was even more excited since I picked up the bill.
Right, exactly. So that was a really wonderful, wonderful start to the evening. And then we actually ended up going to a restaurant that had been recommended, I think, by the hotel.
By the concierge,
JW Marriott, called Fix, F-I-X-E. And they actually specialize in almost kind of like a country southern style,
yeah.
So very casual.
Austin's kind of casual.
No, it actually was a little bit more upscale.
But I mean, the dress code, I thought that's what you meant. Because people in Austin, I just noticed, are a little bit more laid back with the dress code.
Very laid back.
Which is kind of nice because it's hot as snot.
But again, there's a lot of tourists there too. But it was a fabulous restaurant, and they had some very unique dishes, right? What did we end up having?
We had that excellent trout dip, which was with these rice crackers.
Smoked trout.
In a dip. I'm assuming it might have had like a little cream cheese or something. Nothing crazy, not too heavy, because I don't like that.
Yeah.
But what I loved is they had these fire-roasted rice crackers on the side. They were phenomenal with sesame seeds.
And they actually, they were housemaids.
Yeah,
they were
delicious.
Made right there in the restaurant, which was absolutely incredible. So that was a great start to the meal. And then we had a delicious buttermilk fried chicken.
Fried chicken.
I have to say, that was pretty insane.
That was really good. And then I think you had
a veal brisket.
Oh, veal brisket,
I think it was a veal brisket.
Wouldn't do that again.
Yeah, it was okay. It was okay.
Okay. just okay.
But the vibe was great. It was just a wonderful, wonderful place. I would definitely visit there again.
But nothing, and I do mean nothing, can compare.
So I want to actually give a big shout-out to my good friends, Jeanette.
Yes.
And Jeff, her husband Jeff, and I've known them for many, many years, from New York, actually, and their daughter. So they actually live in Texas.
We hooked up about 20 minutes
outside of where we were, and she was very excited when I told her we were going to be in Austin. So they're big foodies, especially her husband, Jeff, big, big foodies.
Mm-hmm.
So she'd given me a rundown of all the best restaurants to go to. And we'd also talked to the concierge, and she'd given us some other recommendations. But something was kind of drawing me to this restaurant, and its name is Barley Swine.
Yes.
And just the name alone just really caught my attention. They actually moved locations. So it was a little bit of a travel for us. We took a taxi. It was about 15 minutes.
Yes, it was.
But so worth it. I mean, nothing could have prepared us for this
restaurant. It was a special day, too. What was that day? I forget.
Well, it was my birthday.
Oh, yeah, it was.
My
birthday. It was my birthday.
Yes, the big 40.
Big 40. Wow.
So we went to Barley Swine. We actually ended up making a reservation, which we were very happy about, because sometimes these really cool, you know, hip restaurants get very booked up. So we go in, and it's almost like in a little, tiny little strip mall next to an ice cream store, which we actually ended up going to the next day, called Licks.
Licks. Oh, Madonna mia.
And I think, I forgot about that, Licks.
Yeah.
So we end up going in, and super cool. Like, almost like a little country style, right?
There was no way you would have thought you pulled into a strip mall. Absolutely. Once you entered that front door, it was just a little oasis away from the hot heat.
Yeah,
and
people
highway.
It was super casual.
Super casual.
And, of course, I go in there with my, you know, black Oscar-winning dress that was turning heads, but
that's all right.
You
a
know,
couple of waiters
you
dropped
never
a few
know.
Trays. One bartender cut his finger off. I mean, you know,
sometimes better to be overdressed than underdressed.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I say. So they ended up actually sitting us at. It had almost like this bar that kind of wrapped sort of around the kitchen, right, and towards the entrance.
We could see everything
but
in the kitchen.
Of course, me. Stuffy Nose Venus originally was thinking, oh, my God, they're sitting us at the bar. Are you kidding me? It's my birthday.
My buffet.
But when I saw where we were literally sitting at a countertop, beautiful, like farmhouse style, looking into the gorgeous open kitchen.
And what was the first thing that caught our attention? They would go through the fresh herb box with tweezers.
Yes.
The detail was outstanding and exquisite. And we had our own tasting menu. Said happy birthday Venus, I believe, right on top, and it was the best food.
Well, so they give you actually a choice of either a 10-course tasting menu,
right,
which is very, very, very fairly priced at $85 a person.
Right, Manhattan, that would have been a $250
okay.
or better.
Otherwise, they actually, you know, had their daily offerings, and they all, you know, use their local farmers. But again, price is very reasonable. So we decided to go for the chef's selection of 10 courses.
It was amazing.
Okay. And what was to come was really something. It was a one-in-a-lifetime experience. I really think it was. I mean, we started off actually with this amazing peach gazpacho.
It was
chilled peach soup.
Is there like a little creme fraiche or something in the middle?
Creme fraiche. I mean, it was, you know, they're very small, small portions, but as you go on, you know, you just started getting more filled and more filled. And
but we left there going, we are satiated without feeling gluttonous. And to me, that's like,
much.
That's dining.
So some of the notable dishes, actually, was the pigskin noodles.
That was something, and I've been researching where to get pigskin noodles. And it seems like the only way to get them is to make them.
Right. And that was absolutely delicious, and they served those in this amazing, like a almost a light, creamy, hot sauce.
I think they had a hint of almond or peanut or something.
Maybe, yeah, and then shrimp dumplings in the middle. So light and delicate and fragrant. I mean, it's just dancing on your tongue. I mean, it was just absolutely incredible. Oh, and then we had the grouper fish.
Now that was over some amazing like velouté. So what was that over? I forget.
It was actually like a peanut, like a creamy peanut.
Yeah. Oh, it's so
with
yummy.
With the grilled potatoes. And then we had the parsley croissant.
That was dirty.
With actually a bone marrow, the actual bone, but it wasn't. They didn't roast the marrow.
Well, they almost made
it
into like
a pate,
a spread or something.
Yeah, like a spread.
Yeah.
And actually one of my favorite things was the chicken thigh.
Yeah, that was yum, 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 yum.
And then we had the duck, and then, of course, we had the delicious koji rice.
Now, that was a topper for me. That was an excellent dessert.
Yeah, it was just really absolutely incredible, and I was very, very much excited about that meal. I mean, we were there for about 2.5 hours, and it was great because you're paying $85 for the meal, but then you're also, looking into the kitchen, and, you know, one guy's on the grill when they actually had the charcoal underneath the grill, right?
And you remember he had that crank, so he could bring the grill really high, really low.
Yes.
This is not a barbecue grill, like, outside in your backyard.
No,
this
was a very large operation.
Very
large operation. And then the head chef actually came out to
us. Yeah, that was very nice.
Which was very nice, and we kind of said a few words to him. And just leaving that restaurant, it was just, I was in awe, complete awe.
Yeah, I could do that once a week.
It really, well, I don't think once a week. I mean, you tend to lose appreciation when you're doing it that often. But I think once in a while would be incredible. And, you know, I think there's probably a lot of restaurants like that in New York City, too. I mean, even out here on Long Island.
Well, we're going to have to
definitely
seek that out. And the whole fact that it was farm to table was just, it was incredible.
It was,
incredible.
It was. So, again, thank you so much to Jeanne and Jeff for that recommendation. And then, actually, the next day, we took a bit of a road trip with them, didn't we?
Quite the road trip. I think we saw every road in Austin,
yeah,
if I'm not
mistaken.
Yeah,
their GPS took us to a couple of different places. But so we wanted barbecue. That was on our mind, right? We had barbecue on our mind.
Yes.
So we ended up...
But barbecue in Texas is not like going to your local barbecue. Down there, these people get online at 8 in the morning for barbecue.
There's Franklin's. There's a couple of very famous barbecues that you really do have to get there because they sell out.
And you know they walk back online and count off and say, you know what?
Yeah.
From here back, you're taking a chance we'll be out of food. And we went to this place, so that was a huge, huge thing.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So, we have a caller on the line.
Well, let's bring them on.
Should we bring them on?
Absolutely.
Okay, let's see who this is. Hello, caller. Welcome to the show.
Hello, who's on the line?
Hello, is anyone there?
I guess
okay.
not.
Maybe
well,
they're just listening in. That's okay.
Which is fine. That's fine.
So we ended up going to the first barbecue, actually, there was such a long line. It was like a little shack in the middle of nowhere.
Well, yes, that was almost like a shack in between, right in between, like, it was like almost between two big meadows or something like that, and it was just the line was crazy. It was hot out, and I quite honestly said, I don't want to sit outside in the heat. I mean, maybe that's the way you're supposed to do it, but so we drove and drove and drove to find this other place that was amazing. Salt Lick, it was called. It was
Salt Lick Barbecue. It was huge, and there was actually a vineyard next to it, remember?
A vineyard, and then they had a beer garden, and when you pulled in, it was like going to a fairground. That's how big the parking lot was. Like a fairground.
Mm-hmm.
And it was delectable. Delectable.
Amazing. And remember when we came in, it was almost like the open kitchen. They had the huge fire pit with the sausages and all the brisket.
Brisket and ribs and smoked turkey.
I mean, I was just, we were like little kids in a candy store.
Without a doubt.
So, we sat down and we had a wonderful meal, right? They had like, it was like platters of food.
You could order single items, platters, mixed platters. What I really liked is I don't like a barbecue when it's all sticky and
no,
sweet.
True barbecue is not.
It's not. This is like a dry rub, and the sauces were on the side, and I got to tell you, you really taste the essence of the meat.
You know, what people need to know is when they go to a good, very good, authentic barbecue, they will never serve the ribs with the sauce on the ribs.
They didn't even have quote-unquote barbecue sauce. They had like a mustard
vinegar
sauce. They
always put it on the side.
Yeah.
And a true barbecue sauce is made like that, with the kind of almost like a vinegary mustard flavor, not that sticky, sweet.
And we bought a bottle of that, as well as my favorite T-shirt, my new favorite T-shirt.
T-shirt. With the slogan, I like pig butts, and I will not lie.
And you know that sauce. I like big butts, and I will not laugh.
Let's see if we can bring this caller on again.
Let's
one more time.
This.
I don't
let's
know they may
this.
Just be listening in. So, hello, caller. Is anyone there?
I'm all famous.
Who's this?
It's Elaine. What do you think?
Elaine. Oh, we should know. We should know this by now. We picked you up before, but we didn't hear anything.
Yeah, no, the green room's off tonight, so we're running the show.
We're running the
console, the whole thing ourselves.
Oh, man, you guys are running the show yourselves? Oh, God, that's my best.
Oh, indeed we are. It's not my first rodeo, my dear.
She set the trend in running a show there, Elaine. She set the trend.
How are you, my dear? It's been a while. How
so,
are you doing?
How you doing?
Did by any chance did Dr. Dave tell you what I did do?
Oh, you have some serious progress to report in, so do tell Venus.
Tell me.
Make her proud.
But you would have told her this by now.
I wanted to hear it from the horse's mouth.
Let's see now. Officially, as of 3 weeks ago, somebody lost 19 pounds.
Woo!
19 pounds. Are you kidding me? That is
officially.
Incredible.
Officially, we have lost 19 pounds.
And I'm going to tell you, you look great, and I'm so proud of you for holding to it. And you were a woman who I said, how am I going to reprogram that brain when you had some quite interesting food challenges ahead of you, but you did really well. Really well.
Wow, Elaine. That's incredible.
Back.
Wait, what?
Because somebody was cheating this week.
Uh-oh, you've put a few back. Well,
oh,
you know what?
Eating those chocolate chip cookies, huh?
No. We haven't drank much more bottles of water tonight.
All right, so you're flushing out. But, you know, we choose with Dr. Dave Health doing our Transformational Medical Weight Loss Solutions program. We don't call them cheats. We call them choices. So if you choose to go in a different direction than what was working for you, that's okay once in a while, you know. It's a choice.
You are, like, so popular.
Elaine is popular now. Elaine is our
national
poster,
spokesperson.
Our poster girl for weight loss. We love it.
But somebody has to do me a favor that's very close to you.
Oh, who might? What might that favor be? Forget the who. What might that favor be?
Somebody.
I need my famous injection again.
Oh, your pain injection. So we can do that. We don't talk about medicine on air, but yes, we will take care of that for you. And I can understand, well, you know what it is. She is working out now. So this is a new thing.
Ooh.
So she's finding her world here. I mean, seriously.
Damn, girl, you got it going on.
She just wants all the personal trainers to be following her around. That's what it is. That's what it is.
Yeah, those haughty personal trainers.
Listen, the personal trainer is 39 years old. I got to go after him. And he's not married.
Exactly. What do you think he's there for? To get you fit or to get you turned on? I mean, it's one and one. It goes hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
I like the second part of that question. I like the part of going on. I like that part. I'm sure you do.
I'm sure you do.
Aww,
so
the only
so
problem is
you.
He's not Jewish.
Oi. Oy.
Oh, wow, that could be a big problem, huh?
Don't! Yes, yeah, not Jewish.
Oh, well.
Don't!
Next.
Mm-hmm.
Next, move it on. So let me ask you a question. Since tonight is all about summer road trips, have you done any road trips this summer or recently or prior summers or any memorable ones as a young lady?
Where do you think I can go?
You can go anywhere you like, my dear.
No,
I'm
not as free as you
are. So take it with
you.
Well, you have somebody to change the tire if you get a flat. I mean, that's what a boyfriend is for on a road trip.
Exactly.
Gassing up,
someone
check the oil.
Pick up the check everywhere you go. What could be
check
better?
Under the hood, as they say.
No. If I go anywhere, it's going to be without the man. I'm sorry to tell you.
Wow.
That's
all right. Well,
solo trip,
oh,
huh?
Oh, boy. A little, what is it? What is that one with the two ladies? Somebody and somebody. What are those two? Thelma and Louise.
Thelma and Louise. Yeah, you got to find yourself a partner.
Partner in crime.
Indeed.
I have one.
I don't know if Venus is signing up for this right now or not, but possible.
I have
possible.
A partner in crime.
Anyway.
You got to have a partner in crime. That's what life's all about. So, listen, we got another caller on board. And
I got
I
a lease
love
right
to,
in your
again,
own office.
A lease, all right, you get her out, except she's not allowed to take too many days off. Just saying.
Mm-hmm.
No!
Well, Elaine, you're so happy that you called in and gave us your update on your progress, and we'd certainly love to hear from you again, and I'm hoping that you've lost another couple of pounds, and I'm very, very proud of you, my dear. So thank you so much for calling
you.
In.
But did he say for you?
All right, you have a good night.
Talk to you soon, my dear. See you in the office.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Not for the tears. Bye.
Okay, bye.
No, so proud of her. She's really made a
Well,
big,
we have a private caller calling
well,
in.
Well,
so,
we don't
shall
have
we
our...
pick them up or shall we not?
Well, we'll pick it up and give them a moment, see if they pull through. So let's check
let's
it out.
See. Hello, caller. Welcome to the show.
Hi, it's Joanne from North Carolina.
Oh,
Joanne.
Hello, Joanne.
How are you, my dear?
What's going on? How are you?
I'm great.
Awesome. What's new?
Oh, nothing much. Just finally glad to be home.
Now, it's beautiful because, you know what you're going to need to do, my dear, is just turn off your radio listening and you can hear the show through the phone. Otherwise, you're going to get like a replay.
Okay.
I think that's actually
okay,
good.
Hold on a second.
Finally glad to be home.
Give me a second.
All right.
She's hearing the delay.
There you go. Okay.
There we go. So, you know what? You follow us on Facebook. We follow you. This is the first time we've heard your voice. You got the radio quality, the gift of the golden voice.
Yeah, seriously.
Well, thanks.
And you got the cutest damn little laugh going
in. Yeah, what a cute
in.
Laugh that is. Oh, my goodness.
Thanks.
So we're talking about road trips, right? Vacations, road trips, all that kind of thing. So what do you have going on this summertime? Any road trips you're planning, going on, been on? Any fun trips to share with us?
Well, we had two so far. The first one wasn't expected. My mom got ill suddenly on Father's Day.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And, you know, so that was unexpected. And, you know, luckily everything's
right.
going okay. That and then we had a planned trip
to
the mountains in North Carolina. So we have our share of our trips, and then we're coming to New York in August. So
we've got a lot goodness. Of are you going to come up?
You're driving then up here, yeah? Or not?
We always drive because ever since we had kids, just my husband's not big on flying. So
okay.
He just used to driving. You know, as a police officer, he drives 12 hours, is used to it. So
yeah,
a 10-hour trip
sure,
is no big
that
deal.
Fun. That's
now, do you guys,
not a big
do you,
deal.
He pretty much takes the wheel the whole time, or you guys do shifts? What do you guys do?
It's a little controlling with that. He just prefers to drive. Not that I'm
a Wait, he's a police officer, and he's controlling. Go figure that.
Little, yeah, that's his thing. But,
well, listen, I would love somebody to be controlling with the wheel.
That's
I'd rather.
I'll take it.
I would listen
you know
to
what?
Two
I don't
look
mind
out
it.
The window.
I offer to drive all the time, but he doesn't want me to. So I'm like, okay, I'll
now,
do whatever.
Does he get through red lights like this?
He puts a siren on the top of the car.
No. Not at all.
Now, Joanne.
Yes.
I don't care if you're a policeman, me, Venus, 85 mile an hour speed limit in Texas.
Oh,
I
yeah.
was in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Heaven.
Yeah. That's pretty fast. But here in North Carolina, our speed limit in several areas is 70. So if you go 10 over, usually if you're doing 80, you don't usually get a ticket.
Yeah, I think David was doing 100.
Yeah, I like to round my numbers out, Joanne.
Exactly. So, but it was great. It was great. So now, Joanne, you're coming up to New York for what?
Just to see family.
Why are you coming up to New York? Family.
My
okay.
in-laws is there. My husband's dad and his stepmom are in Port Jeff Station.
Oh,
and my family
members
are in the area where we grew up. So we usually make
wonderful.
A trip to Florida and to New York every summer.
Because
half our family is in Florida now. On my husband's side, his mom's side, and my side, my parents, my aunt and uncles. So we're usually all over the place. But
Now, do you know something, Joanne and Venice? This is fascinating to me. We always do some research before the show. There are 4
uh-huh.
million miles of highway in the U.S. 4 million.
4 million. Oh, my goodness.
Sounds like you guys
yeah.
have gotten like 3.5 out of the way.
Yeah, seriously.
Uh-huh.
That's a lot of miles. Now, do your kids
yeah.
enjoy the roads?
I don't really think so, but they deal with it. My daughter.
All right, so...
And I had
what
no.
is the game they play in the car? Do they do the punch buggy or I Spy or the 20 questions?
Oh, I love I Spy.
Yeah, not so much. I mean, they're not. I mean, I try, but they usually play with their iPods, watch movie. We listen to music all the time. They sleep. It's best, and we don't do this as much anymore. We used to leave at night, especially when my husband was on night shift. So we would just drive
yeah,
through the night,
right.
and I like that the best because then. They sleep the whole way, and it's a much easier ride. But
now, you weren't one of those slipping your kids Benadryl for the deep sleep, were you?
No, not me.
I knew a lot of kids as growing up that's what their parents would do. Shot a Benadryl.
Yeah, no, my kids
night.
Are really good. I mean, they drive me crazy sometimes, like all kids do. But you know, bickering
mm-hmm.
back and forth. But they're pretty easy. So. Yeah, it's not bad, and they're
great.
Used to traveling, so it's not a big deal. And we usually only stop in a 10-hour drive. We stop maybe three times, you know, maybe to fill up on gas, go to the bathroom.
Yeah, you have to. You
eat,
have
like,
to.
One time usually. You know, we usually
mm-hmm.
try to eat before we get on the road. We keep snacks in the car for
yeah.
them.
Right.
And myself now, we keep healthier snacks. You know, on my
you
trip,
know,
I brought
You know, that's a great idea,
vegetable.
Joanne, yeah. I think all of us should learn to do that because, you know, going down the highway and seeing Arby's and Wendy's and McDonald's
yeah.
and Burger King, it's just like really there's no choices when you're on the road. So it's always
right.
a good idea to pack
and,
a
you know,
cooler.
We usually try, I mean, you can't avoid eating in, you know, either fast food, especially if you don't want to spend the time sitting down in a sit-down restaurant. So
right.
we
right.
try
right.
to look for like a Chick-fil-A, which is fast food but healthier, and I'll just eat a salad. They have like a market salad that has like a
mm-hmm.
apple cider vinaigrette, which, you know, it's always on the side, so I use a little bit. It's, you know, very
okay.
light, so it's not as heavy. And even though
yeah.
it's fast food, they're one of the better if you're going to eat fast
right.
food. That's
right.
the place to eat.
Oh, I've never tried
Chick-fil-A.
We're
going
to have to check it out.
Eat.
Yeah, no, we didn't.
Put that on our list.
Well, that'll be on our... quick food bucket list. How
exactly.
about we say that? Fast food, I just can't
exactly.
say. Can't come out of my
no,
mouth.
No.
All right, ladies, let's answer this question, and then we got to move on to some more segments. What is the number one song that families sing when they're going down the highway on a summer road trip?
What would you say, Brianna? There's a lot of them.
Old MacDonald had a farm.
Oh, no, right now, my son. Oh, my We listen to a lot of Beatles music. I'm a big Bon Jovi fan. My husband's a big Beatles fan.
Oh, I love
fan.
Bon Jovi.
Real song, you mean?
No, this is a real song. It's trucker driven.
What's the most popular at the moment? Oh, my husband is, not my husband, my son. What is he singing? I can't think of the song.
Generation.
Oh, my son. He's Beach Boys. Oh, my God. my son.
Oh.
He learned about the Beach Boys from watching Full House reruns, and he became obsessed with the Beach Boys. So my husband bought him the Beach Boys CD, and I like the Beach Boys.
Oh, that's great music.
All right, here's the
so
clue.
What is the answer?
Country singer, big gray beard, wears a cowboy hat, probably about 115 right now.
Who?
Yes.
Willie Nelson.
Yeah.
Which song?
But what is the song?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we have,
on the road again. On the road again.
That's so cliche. That's really the number one song that people sing.
Per the research I found, and don't forget, we actually started singing that from Austin to Corpus Christi.
Well, yes, we did. Okay. Well, that's a little old-fashioned, but that's okay. We've got to come up with a more contemporary song like Taylor Swift
put Taylor Swift in. Not me.
That music in the car. Well, I listen to it for my kids' sake, but for my daughter's sake, my son don't really know any better. But but yeah, we kind of vary it up, but not when my husband's in the car. Yeah.
But you know what
they
say? The number one thing is a great travel buddy, good tune, good scenery, snacks, and coffee. Those are like the top five checklists.
Yeah.
I think gas
in your tank. How about that? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But got to have it in the morning or I'm not happy.
Exactly.
You got it. Yeah, I've always worried if there's an embargo against coffee, I'm going to be in big trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Hey!
Coffee.
So, Joanne, we have the weird, wild, and wacky coming up segment. So, stay.
Rusty the Clown is creeping up on us.
Oh,
stay tuned for that, Joanne, and I would love you to call in again. Love your voice.
Thank
love hearing
you,
from you.
Thank you, Joanne, so much. It was wonderful to hear from you, and enjoy your trip to New York.
Oh, thank you. You take care. All right.
Oh, thanks, love.
Bye.
Have a good night. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Take care.
How great is that? So here we are. We get to follow...
Well, look, we have to do Weird, Wild, and Wacky, okay? Is that okay? Or?
You know what? Let's take this next caller.
Is there a caller?
There is a caller.
Let's take the caller. There's a caller here. Okay. Well, very quickly, we'll take this caller. Hello, caller. Welcome to the show.
Hey there. It's Woodman. How are you?
Oh, Woody. That Woodman is on the phone. Hello. Wow, what a nice surprise.
Yeah, we're having a summer road trip here in Toronto with my cousin Cal from Australia.
Oh, how wonderful. Oh, that's great.
We came all the way from Australia.
Time?
I'm gonna hook you up right now with Cal Anderson from Australia.
Say hello to Dr.
Holy
Dave.
Now, that's kind of cool.
Hey, Dr. Dave.
Hello, Gal. How are you?
Hello.
Hey, mate. We're
all right, mate. How's it going, mate?
There's a Microsoft partner conference in TO with about 14,000 folks. And I've had the luxury of living in Aussie for about 36 years as an ex-Canadian. And I just wonder if you know anybody that's had 100 beers a week for 40 years and survived it and how they possibly can.
Well, is that the Woodster or you?
You do that? Is that you? Are you the survivor? We'll put you in the Guinness Book of Records.
Okay, well, send them over. I haven't changed my accent on purpose because we sell IT down there. And the Aussies did get me playing rugby. I didn't know how to even do it. But
rugby.
Yeah, I don't know. But I'm with a couple of university guys. One guy here tonight I haven't seen for 30 years. So we're just getting acclimatized to this home run something or other. And I remember it fondly, but back in Aussie, you know, we're chasing kangaroos and, you know, wallabies and sort of that kangaroo and the koalas that drop out of the trees and all that stuff.
I'm hearing the Aussie accent when you say kangaroos.
Is there a lot of Foster beer cans going down before you start chasing kangaroos?
No. We got rid of Foster's. Hasn't been served for 20 years, and we sold our beloved Victorian Carlton United over to South African SAB that owns Michelin.
Really?
Is that a beer? some of that Yankee
Michelin
shit.
Or no?
So we're defending both. We're defending
Michelob.
South Australian beers. There's a few home brewers. Not as many. I'm really impressed with America. The Americans kind of got the IPA shit going. It's really bad.
Yeah.
And the Canadians.
And the microbreweries,
really,
I got to tell you, are amazing.
Dr. Dave, we can't find Canadian beer on tap. I've come back to my beloved T.O. We walked Yonge Street last night. It was a fucking horror story. I'm sorry, swearing.
No,
we go to bars.
Okay, this internet radio.
Bloody tap beer. No one serves Labatt. I can understand that because of Quebec. But I can't see Canadian on tap. And I can't see, you know, have we lost our identity? I'm traveling with Aussies that call T.O., you know, another state. And I've defended Canada for 36 years over there. I've come back now, and we've lost our whole identity. Where's
wow.
the beaver man?
Oh,
where's the
that's
moose?
That's disappointing.
Moosehead on
the
tap.
Moose is loose.
Where's our
Moosehead beer? I used to love Moosehead beer.
I saw the flag coming out of the
beer.
Airport at T.O., but I don't see the beer on tap anywhere. I'm really pissed off.
Oh, well, I was in Quebec, and there was a bar. This is, God, I was like 21, about 4 years back. And they had 100 taps. And I remember I had this one ale called Satan Ale.
Huh.
It was
oh, yeah.
so hoppy. I mean, it bit you in the face.
Wow.
I think back when I was here, they had Madrore. It was called Devil in French. It was 9%. Quebec beer,
whoa,
that was really bad. But we used to really defend everything Canadian down there. I still have sung
mm-hmm.
the Beaver song to at least 400,000 people in Australia. I've taught rugby clubs and footy clubs because we play a different brand of. I've really flown the flag and I brought them back here and they go, "Where's the Canada, man?"
Right.
I'm sorry to upset
right.
you, but I'm looking for the Canada. Protect Canada. Close
looking
the borders.
Looking for the Canada in
put
the
up
deal.
A wall.
No wall.
That's
no wall.
Right.
Wow. Oh, well, I'm glad you guys are having fun, and I'm so happy that you guys called in tonight, right?
Without a doubt.
Yeah,
is he taking good
you,
care of you, Woody?
Yeah, Woody, you're
is Woody taking good care of you?
That's Cousin Cal.
That's Cousin Cal.
Oh, what a nice guy.
AKA,
well, thank you
AKA
for putting
AKA
him
the
on.
Moose. Yeah.
The moose.
The moose.
The moose is loose.
We love
the
it.
The moose
we love
is.
It.
Oh, the moose is loose. I just give you a.
Well, it sounds like the
here.
Moose is loose tonight, and it sounds like the woodst is loose tonight.
Yeah,
I'm very
seriously.
Happy for you guys.
Well, no,
I'm
really controlled, but we do have another fellow here who's the designated driver. He's normal. Everyone knows him. Everyone loves him. Dan, the juicing man.
Woo!
Hey, back to this.
Dan, the juicing man.
On?
Yes, how are you guys doing tonight?
Good, Dano. How are you?
I'm doing great. Great to
oh,
see
great.
You, boys. We're having a great show.
We've been to two places. We've eaten a whole bunch of things and had a few drinks. So.
Yeah, we can
we're
hear
enjoying
that.
Yourself,
we can hear
huh? Uh-huh. You have duct tape for those boys later if they get out of hand or what?
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So tell us a notable dish you guys had tonight, Dan.
Yeah, what was the highlight of your night?
You don't want to hear the stuff we had.
Yes, we do.
Well, we had bruschetta on a flatbread, which
okay.
was good.
Yum.
Chicken wings. We had ribs.
Not so bad.
Were they fried?
Eating is cheating. Eating is, yeah, we were cheating and eating.
Cheating, no, choosing and eating.
Cheating and eating. Oh, dirty boys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mind you, I don't eat like this ever, but yeah, I had a Reuben sandwich earlier.
Oh my God. Now I'm getting hungry. Oh, my God. This is not good.
Yeah. I had so many different things so far. Yeah. I know I'll probably be.
It sounds like nappy
I'll
time
be regretting
soon if you keep
tomorrow.
Eating like that. You,
well, you know, Dan,
yeah.
you're so healthy on a daily basis. I don't really think this is going to make too much of
but you know
a
what?
Dent
I had,
in your
I had,
diet.
I had green drinks on the weekend, and I made myself a few smoothies when the kids were over. So, hey, I can take a bit
forget
of a hit.
Forget about it.
So what we call that in medicine is detox retox. So you retoxicated after you detoxificated.
Hey, yeah, you're right. You're right.
Forget
you're
about
right.
it.
Well, it's time to move on. We have Krusty the Clown waiting actually in the wings. So we got to do our weird and wacky.
Okay, great. Have a great night, you guys.
Take a picture and send it up to us there.
Take a selfie.
All right, I'll do that.
All right.
Thanks so much for pulling in. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
All right,
have
good
a
night,
guys.
Enjoy Canada.
Okay. All right, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Ah, that's our team. That's our team.
Oh,
the Woodster
so
and the Dan
time.
Man. Dan the Juice
so
and Man.
Glad.
Yeah, they need to get away. Ah, they do.
Yeah, Krusty the Clown's getting really upset.
He is. He's in his cage here shaking it. Let's let him out here.
Very
let's
upset.
Go. Come on.
So,
go ahead.
On the topic of road trips, when I think about road trips, I think about, wow, what would be the most incredible way to take a road trip?
With me.
Well, other than with you.
In a convertible.
No.
Europe.
A luxury RV.
RV. What are you from, Texas?
RV.
I want an RV.
Now, is an RV the same as a Winnebago or not?
Well, a Winnebago is a brand. RV means recreational vehicle. Winnebago is a brand thereof.
Oh, I thought Winnebago. Oh, okay. I didn't realize that. Wow.
Giddy up.
So, I was actually looking. There's this incredible website I haven't been onto in so long. It's called Born Rich. And it's all about luxury and, like, crazy, sick, expensive stuff.
Can we get that off your scroll there on the computer?
So we were actually watching a program not so long ago about the most expensive RVs in the world.
Oh,
okay?
My God, yes,
so they
we
actually
did
a review. This was actually last year, the end of last year, of the top 10 most expensive luxury RVs. And it starts at number 10 with an RV, actually, that only costs about $500,000.
Oh.
I mean, that doesn't sound too bad, right?
No, some change.
It comes with all the bells and whistles and entertainment, you know, systems and this, that, and the other. But if we go to number one, it is the Element Palazzo, ringing up a hefty of $3 million.
So let me guess.
$3 million.
Let me guess. If we go on a road trip, you don't want number 10. You want number one.
And look at the photo. We're actually looking at a photo. It looks like a spacecraft, a UFO.
Yeah.
It's actually a rolling mansion, okay? This RV includes virtually everything you may be looking for. It's basically a posh moving home. The highlights, actually, it includes a retractable rooftop, okay? A master bedroom with a bar, a spacious kitchen, a wireless command center. It actually features a 510 horsepower diesel engine and can reach speeds of up to 93 miles per hour on an open road.
Got my attention now.
It features plush interior, fireplace, flat screen. Fireplace.
Wait, did you say fireplace?
Fireplace.
Like a
flat
literal.
Flat screen.
Oh, my God.
TVs. I mean, it's better than any luxurious hotel, okay? And also a lot of the RVs, they actually, they expand. So they actually open up to increase.
Yes.
The floor space, a lot of them, you know, there's another one here, $2.5 million, Swarovski crystals, Inca marble, antiques bronze, Italian leather, I mean, you name it. It's absolutely incredible. And this is really how you want to travel.
Well, that's traveling in luxury.
I mean, I would travel the world for like 180 days in this, wouldn't you?
As long as you're driving.
Yes. No, if you can afford this, you can afford a driver.
Is that
okay?
How it works?
But talking about road trips, did you know the longest road trip ever? Like, how long would you be prepared to drive? For how
me?
Many days?
Personally.
Yes, personally.
Days? Well, I mean, if we did a trip, I would drive 4 to 6 hours a day and call it quits on that. And, you know, I want to be on my feet exploring. So I could probably do a road trip for about a month, but again, in little increments.
Well, meet the Guinness World Record holders for the longest road trip ever. Okay. Now this, the last time actually the entry was put in was actually a couple of years ago. This couple, Emil and Liliana Schmid from Switzerland, they had already racked up 430,000 miles. They had actually traveled across 180 countries in the same Toyota Land Cruiser. The journey started on the 18th of October in 1984, and they're still going.
Wow.
They're still going. They've logged, as I said, probably, I would say, over 1 million miles, okay? They actually shipped their car from Iceland to New York. They toured across North America, South America, Africa, Australia, and then back to Europe, okay? Basically, they've been driving since then. And they've actually, their car has been their home for the past 3 decades.
That's
Isn't that incredible?
Incredible. Just a Toyota Land Rover, not an actual RV?
No, a Land Cruiser. A Land Cruiser, and they've actually been everywhere. So, and they say some of their favorite countries actually to explore has been Papua New Guinea, Chile, Morocco, I mean, you name it. So I think that's pretty incredible.
That's very incredible.
That's definitely the life that I actually may want to live one day. But anyway, let's see, what else did I find? So we're talking about, as you said, the most popular destinations for a road trip would be Disney World, right? And the Yellowstone National Park?
Yeah, that's correct.
So there's an interesting attraction, actually, in China. Did you hear it opened at the end of last year? It's the new glass walkway.
No, I did not hear it.
3,000 feet in the air. They actually built a glass-bottom skywalk around this mountain. Okay. And what happened is, I don't know if you've seen it on TV, but they've actually shown footage of people actually crawling across this thing. Because, I mean, think about it, it's glass, and you can see all the way down into the bottom of the mountain, and people are crawling because they actually can't stand up because they're just so scared.
That might be me.
So what happened is somebody actually dropped something. I don't know if it was a thermos flask or a cup, and actually the glass pane started cracking.
Oh, for the love of God.
So you couldn't imagine what happened. I mean, people were just, like, absolutely going crazy. So I just thought that was pretty interesting, and I don't think you would catch me on that.
No, I don't think so.
Okay. And then also, there's another interesting thing, actually, in L.A. They just opened up a terrifying 1,000-foot-tall skyscraper slide, and I'm showing you a picture of it right now. Okay. It's actually a glass tube that has been built on the outside of the U.S. Bank Tower in downtown L.A.
Oh,
and it's a 360-degree glass slide, and you literally, I don't know, I think she's on a mat here. You actually go on a mat and literally fall down this glass slide. And you, I mean, it's, is that not crazy?
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
I'm going to pass on that one,
so
too.
So I think a lot of people are actually going to be traveling to L.A. just to do that.
It's definitely a action junkie, thrill junkie.
So that's pretty much it for the Wilder. Actually, no, one more thing.
Go.
So when we talk about road trips, we think about what would be some of the scariest roads to drive on, some of the most dangerous roads. And I actually picked some of the most dangerous roads, actually. There's one road, and you can see it right here. Look, around the mountain.
Wow.
Old Yungas Road in, actually, Bolivia.
I don't Bolivia you.
Well, you better Bolivia me. It's actually considered the most dangerous road in the world. It's a 40-mile stretch linking La Paz to Coroico, and it's hugging, like, the cliffs. It overlooks a sprawling canyon, and basically more than 200 people a year on this road fall to their death in trucks, cars, and public buses.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that pretty scary?
I would say so.
Look at this road, this Atlantic Road in Norway, one of the most scenic road trips. Actually, in really bad weather, you can actually get thrown off this road from storms and rain and that kind of a thing. And of course, there's other roads that are very, especially there's one actually in China too. You know, the roads, a lot of the roads in Europe too that hug those cliffs, and you can't even actually see. You know, a lot of the roads you have to honk your horn.
Yeah, coming around the bend.
Before you're coming around the bend. So we definitely have to be careful when traveling those scary roads.
I would say
but
so.
But it's exciting.
Exciting on the road again.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to think about where we're going to go next for another road trip. Any thoughts?
I don't know. What do you think?
I don't know. I mean, I like the shorties. Oh, I got to go.
Yeah, you got to go because I think you're a little bit late.
Better late than never.
A little late.
Better late than never. Here I go. Well, you know, Venus and I have been doing some amazing cooking, as we always like to do, different farm things and whatever we like to get. We have just been doing great with that. So the other day I said, you know what, Venus, I want artichokes. And artichokes are so good, a little difficult to play with and cook.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan.
You're not, but I
don't
love
know.
Them.
I'm just, I don't know.
Yeah, you know what, I love, you know, you got the artichoke hearts, which, you know, you can get canned or you can certainly get the heart out of the fresh artichoke. But what I like to do, and I remember my grandmother taught me, Italian grandmother, you take the artichoke, you cut like the first half inch off the top, and then you take scissors, go around, and take off all those little sharp...
It's a lot of work.
It is.
And not enough... I think it's a lot of work and not enough... how do you say?
Return on your money, then?
Yeah.
Well,
not really getting the fruits of your labor.
Oh, I don't. I disagree.
You know, to scrape your tooth against a leaf and not get, like, a big amount of stuff.
Oh, that's so stuff. Now,
I want stuff
you
on
want
my teeth.
Stuff. Well, my grandmother used to stuff them with breadcrumbs, grated cheese, maybe even meat or something.
Yeah, I could do a stuffed one.
Yeah,
my
you
kids.
Know what? But here's what I love. I mean, the nutritional values of this is amazing. But just from a culinary standpoint, open it up, cut it. I turn it upside down, smash it
really?
Open. I pull the choke out, which is all that part which can really
choke you.
And I put it in a pressure cooker.
Oh,
and
just make sure you put enough water in it, I think.
Easy there, killer. Still came out amazing. I almost burnt the living bejeebus out of the pot.
I wasn't really bothered because I knew I wasn't going to be
you
eating
gonna it. You
weren't
going to eat it,
you
but yeah.
You could have burned the shit out of that, and I wouldn't have cared.
Well,
sorry.
I saved it by like 5 seconds because I was talking to my son. I wasn't paying attention. And all of a sudden, I noticed no steam coming out of the pressure cooker. I said, oh, my God, Chris, I'll be right with you. I grabbed it, brought it outside, gently opened it, but they were perfect.
Awesome.
But I did it with a nice caper, lemon, fresh herbs from our herb garden, olive oil, little butter, little Dijon mustard, and drizzled that over the top. I thought it was amazing. But I really never understood or knew that an artichoke has such a high ORAC value, which is oxygen radical absorption capacity.
Yeah,
it's actually a better antioxidant than blueberries, blackberries, and things of that nature. Now, that really blew my mind. So you can't go wrong there. The
you
whole
are, like, so popular.
Yes, you are.
Yes, I am. High in fiber. Got to love that. But these are the globe artichokes. So these are not to be misconstrued with the Jerusalem artichokes, which is a whole different thing. But when you eat these artichokes, there's so many antioxidants in them. It's really amazing. There's something called cyanera and silymarin. Silymarin's great to actually clean out the liver. So I use silymarin in my practice in the form of milk thistle with patients. It's excellent.
Oh, milk thistle.
You've heard of that, right?
Yes, definitely.
Now, so here's the thing. Artichokes belong to the thistle family. And they're close cousins there. But they are just...
Well, it's interesting if you think about the shape, too,
yes.
A little bit, right? They're quite similar, no?
Yes, in a way they are. In a way they are. But it was known to be...
Are you trying to tell me I'm stupid? Is that not true?
No, you can pass judgment on yourself if you choose to. I didn't say that.
No, I'm just thinking. I'm thinking about the shape of a thistle, no?
Yeah. I'm going to go with that. Well, that's why it's in the thistle family.
Okay, I'm just, like, trying to confirm that that's actually true.
You
and
wanted
I'm not
to make sure
it.
The genus
like
species are correct.
Like, I thought that rosemary is, you know, in the family of lavender, which it is, but it's not that similar, which I thought it was.
No, but they look alike to a certain degree, and quite honestly, we went to that Yang Li organic herb farm the other day, got a really amazing rosemary plant, and it's, I mean, we got the lavender plant, and it's got almost like when it's still young like
that. But the thing is, their usage, how you use them, you couldn't possibly use the rosemary and lavender in the same way.
No, they
cannot
compete.
Because the flavors are just so different. But anyway, that's another topic.
But see, the other reason I love artichokes, I don't know if you knew this, but you have Greek heritage. They're known as aphrodisiacs.
Ooh, boil me up one right now.
Well, I'm going to steam up as many as I can find. So.
I'll take a canned artichoke.
And you know what? There's one place in California called Casteruli, and they make they grow 75% of the entire state's artichokes. Which
holy
is
smokes!
We get all the artichokes.
Wow.
But I'm going to go back to those artichokes, keep eating them because it's full of aphrodisiacs. You got your fiber, vitamin C, folic acid, potassium.
Mm.
You have that silymarin, which I talked about. They're great for lowering inflammation, cholesterol, and the like. And regardless of what Venus says, I think they're delicious.
Now, let me ask you a question,
yeah,
though. If we don't want to be bothered with pulling them and cutting them and possibly choking ourselves and then not really getting enough of that meat out of them, how else can we eat artichokes?
Okay.
Like, I wouldn't eat one out of a can, clearly.
No.
But is there, like, pre-prepared or stuff that maybe you could... So you don't
yeah.
have to go through all that work. I'm just
well,
saying.
Canned artichoke hearts are the most notable, but you can actually get frozen artichoke hearts, which aren't bad if you get to do like an artichoke dip or something like that. But my very favorite thing I want to turn you on to, because you might actually really like it, is baby globe artichokes.
Mm-hmm.
So they're so tender, and they don't have the whole situation with all of the
choke. So when do we get those?
Choke. So we will, and you cut them, you clean them up, and you steam them just gently, and then finish them on the grill to die for.
Yeah,
now you eat that whole
do
thing.
It. Okay.
So
okay,
we should try
great.
That. But you know what? I like finger food.
Mm.
It's like eating clams out of the half shell when you have the artichoke in front of you and you're grabbing the leaves and you turn the leaf upside down and you just pull off the meat from the underside of the leaf.
Absolutely.
I love it.
Absolutely.
I love it.
Absolutely. No, that's absolutely wonderful. You know, talking of vegetables and really all things healthy for you, you know, before we wrap up the show, I did want to just quickly talk about our trip out to the farms.
We must. We must.
We were out east yesterday, actually, on the...
late afternoon.
Yeah, late afternoon. And it was wonderful. And we were actually on the North Fork, which we love, because you have, you know, the wineries, you have the farms, the markets. I mean, it's just...
to die for.
Just stunning out there. And, you know, we were very much wanting some peaches.
Peaches.
So we ended up going out to the very famous Davis Farms that have the most incredible white and yellow peaches and these tiny little plums.
Those plums were exquisite.
Oh, my, you just pop them in your mouth. They're like candy. I mean, I just couldn't stop eating those. From there, we went to Briarmere Farms, another very, very famous farms, which are known for their pies and scones and blueberry muffins, which we didn't really dabble in, but maybe we did.
We might have. We're not going to say.
Yeah.
Just all I want to note is that when you rip open a blueberry muffin, not that we did or anything, but the blueberries literally sit in there like little beautiful globes.
Oh, and they just burst.
Burst.
Oh, my goodness.
Burst.
Unbelievable.
But not that we had one. I can't say that we did. Okay?
No.
Just saying.
And then from there, actually, went to another very famous farm called, what was that, Harbs?
Harbs. H-A-R-B-E-S.
And they are actually known for their roasted corn and potato twists, which we stayed away from.
We stayed away from that.
We had a bit of nibble of corn, I'm not going to lie.
No, and that was good.
A bit of a nibble. Right?
We took a nice walk around the property. It's beautiful. Now they put up a vineyard in the back, which
gorgeous.
They're doing well with.
They had some, you know, little attractions for the kids. They had some horses. It was absolutely wonderful. And then we actually ended up going into the very small town of Matituck.
Yes.
Okay.
Right off of Love Lane.
Love Lane, with all these cute little boutiques and shops. And we actually found this wonderful little Greek market on the corner called Agora Market.
Agora Market. It was amazing.
And we actually met the owners, Joanne Cosonas and Tony Medina. And, you know, we did speak to them for quite a while, and we ended up buying some delicious Dodoni feta,
which
we've
folks...
always said is the best feta. And they did confirm that it's the creme de la creme of feta.
Yes. Now,
imported.
Greeks don't say creme de la creme, do they?
No, that's the French. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Just checking. I know you're Greek, but I just checking.
Yasu, yasu. So, and then actually we had
don't call
some...
me a yasu.
We bought some barley rusks. They're like these little, like, pieces of, like, almost looks like a big crouton.
Yes. But it was barley and a high grain.
Barley.
And the way she recommended doing it is, like, breaking up the rusks, putting fresh tomato... Arugula, by the way, we got the most peppery,
she
delicious.
She recommended.
Yes.
We're going to talk about that.
Arugula from, what was it?
Andrew's
farm. Yeah.
Yes.
Capers, you put some olives, which are the kalamatas, a little feta, oil, vinegar, and then you take the tomato, as she said, and you grate it on top of the already diced one.
And so what this is doing is all of this is actually creating almost like a juice that's going to soak into the barley rust at the bottom. So we definitely want to try that. So we ended up going to Andrew's farm, and we picked up some freshly picked arugula.
Which she said they pull and pick every 2 to 3 hours on a busy weekend. So it's as fresh gets. I literally went out to the car. Venus opened the window and I said, smell this. I can't wait till you smell this. And it was delicious.
It was absolutely delicious. So that was a lot of fun going out east. You know, we bought some beautiful sunflowers.
Oh, I love sunflowers. Now, listen, the sunflowers out east are not these little grocery store
bobbit
heads.
Huge.
So
I definitely would advise to anyone really in living in Manhattan, Long Island, to take a trip out to the North Fork. I mean, it's just a great day out, even for the kids. You know, there's so much to do. You can go to the beach, the wineries, which we skipped, and I'm glad we did. That'll be for another night or day, rather. So, you know, I think that it's interesting to go to all these different markets, you know, Greek market. We ended up stopping by an Indian market the other day, you know, just to really kind of see what other cultures are doing and what they're, you know, like, you really get inspired.
You get inspired, but I think the other thing to really note is Venus made this amazing sauce last night for some flank steak that I had marinated. It was a tremola sauce.
Tremola sauce. Now, we all know what chimichurri is. It's a, you know, very distinct South American sauce that is, you know, primarily used with steak that's made from parsley and cilantro and lemon and shallots and vinegar, and it's really, really nice. So there's a sauce called chimola, okay? It's C-H-E-R-M-O-U-L-A. It's traditionally used, actually, in Moroccan cuisines, Algerian, Tunisian, and Libyan cooking.
Holy smokes!
And it's actually primarily served with fish, okay?
Yes.
But you can obviously serve it with anything, chicken, meat, fish, steak. And basically, it is a concoction of, and what I liked, what we found at the Indian market, was whole coriander seeds.
Yes.
Okay. And you could buy that dirt cheap. Then we found cumin seeds.
Yes.
Okay. And this is kind of like the fundamental part of the dish. And actually, what we did is we toasted them in a skillet.
Yes.
For about 2 to 3 minutes. We could actually even put the recipe up on
we
our
should.
We Getting
should.
Hot
that
in
was,
the Kitchen
that
page on Facebook.
Winner, yeah.
And once you start toasting them, it really kind of starts releasing the smells, right? It's very
essential
fragrant.
Oils come out.
You do that for a couple of minutes, and then you let it cool, and then you actually grind it, which really releases
those
flavors
even more.
Yeah,
the mortar and pestle, which is a fun thing to have in the kitchen.
And then you put in paprika, you've got some salt, you've got some lemon juice, and then you have your cilantro, parsley, and mint.
It was great.
And then everything goes in a blender with some olive oil.
Yep.
Okay. And it's basically this delicious, very fragrant, smoky, because you're going to use a smoked paprika. If you don't have that, you could even use
like
smoked
chipotle. Ancho, yeah.
However you like it. And actually, we served that with a delicious flank steak that you grilled.
Yep.
Right?
And I marinated that to kind of come in suit with that whole thing. I mean, I used olive oil, a little balsamic, red crushed pepper, garlic, rosemary, and just a little roasted smoked cumin.
And then we actually had that with the arugula salad with some freshly shaved Parmesan.
Yummy.
So good. So I think, you know, the key to really great cooking is just keeping it simple.
Keep it simple,
fresh ingredients, local ingredients
whenever possible, but get creative. I mean, just going to that Indian store, for example, the other day.
It was amazing.
You just say, let's try that.
We bought the amazing, one of the best long grain basmati rice.
Mm.
And again, for people who like to eat rice, don't go to the supermarket.
What do we get, like a 20-pound bag for like 10 bucks?
20-pound bag for $10, okay? You're not even going to find that in the regular supermarkets, all imported, okay? Even snacks, you know, the Indians love their like salty, spicy snacks that you can buy. We ended up making actually very quickly before we wrap some traditional, even though they weren't traditional, chapatis.
But they were gluten-free.
They were gluten-free, okay, and chapati is actually traditionally made with a whole wheat flour and
yes.
water,
mm-hmm.
combined, rolled out, you know, Bob's your uncle, goes in a skillet, you've got a nice Indian bread.
I forgot
bread.
About Bob.
I know, Bob hasn't been around for a while. So
but
we use this gluten-free flour that was made with...
Well, it had amaranth, sorghum, millet, rice, corn, and a little soybean. So, you know, it was
dry. It
was
dry.
It wasn't the typical chapati
we
we're used to.
We tried our best.
But you know what? That's okay. We're going to figure out how to use that mix on something else, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all about experimenting. So what's going on for this week?
Goodness gracious. Oh, we're going Wednesday night into the city to IFC to see a screening preview of Tony Robbins' I Am Not Your Guru. So he will be there with the producer-director afterwards to answer questions. So I'm super excited about that.
I'm very excited. Very excited.
I think we're going to have to make another road trip. We're taking Friday off. I think we should head out to the Hamptons.
Yeah, why not? Got to use up those summer days before they're gone.
Absolutely. And just get some work in, catch up. We've been doing a little travel here and there, so it's kind of nice just to be back for the summer on Long Island, which we love.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we're just going to be grilling, chilling, and maybe doing a road trip here or there.
Absolutely. I think that's going to be a lot of fun. But, again, thank you to everyone who listened in and called in tonight. Thank you to Woody and Dan for calling. We had a great show.